כל לשון התקיק, בוקר טוב. We are continuing with our next bracha of the Mea Brachas, Sha'osa Li Kol Tzorki. This is a bracha which is an amazing bracha, like all the brachas, and any one of these could change our life if we just pay a little more attention to what we're saying. So first of all, what's the translation of Sha'osa Li Kol Tzorki? Literally, it means that Hashem made all my needs, took care of all my needs, which sounds like a very gentle bracha. Sounds similar to the bracha we make when we drink a cup of water. Shehakol Ne'abedvara, everything is from Hashem. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that we say this bracha when a person puts on his shoes. Every one of the Birchas HaShachar Lechatchila was Nitkan, was established on a different act or different, that we do in the course of the morning. So the bracha Sha'osa Li Kol Tzorki is on putting on the shoes. Atkidei Kach, there are quite a few poskim that holds that in days that you do not wear shoes, like in Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, one does not say this bracha. Even though Hashem is taking care of all his needs. It was specifically made on the fact that we put on shoes in the morning. And for some reason, Chazal picked this act and this hatovah, this gift from Hashem, that we have shoes and we could put them on, as the thing we say this general praise of Hashem, also the Kol Tzorki. So we'll try to understand more of the idea behind it, and we'll also try to understand the Nusach HaBrocha. There's a lot of Dikdukim in the Nusach HaBrocha. Let's first go to the general concept of what's special about the shoes. So the truth is, 2 points that we see in the Rishonim about shoes being very special. The truth is, the Gemara itself, in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Tes, says that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amirav, Le'oilam Yimka Adam Koyriz Beisav Yikach Min Alayim L'Raglov, that a person should sell his house, the walls of his house, and buy shoes. Because Chazal gave a special importance to shoes. It's something very, very necessary for our well-being, even in some ways more than having a house. So Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says, the reason why the shoes are so important is she'ein lecha bozi min mahalich yochid b'shuk. That a person who is mechubed, an honorable person, would never go barefoot in the shuk. Only the very low people, the servants, a person who is not mashim himself, goes without shoes in the shuk. So Rashi says it's an inyan of kovid ha'odom. And it's like we said in the previous brachas, we know that the bracha of Sha'osa Li Kol Tzorki, according to the way we're explaining it, it's a bracha on the shoes, is part of a series of 4 of the brachas that are relating to the fact that we could stand up and walk around. We said before, Zokiv Kefufim, we could stand up, Rokal Tzamoyim, we have an earth to stand upon, we have the shoes that we could walk with, and the next bracha is Mechen Mitzadigover, that Hashem also gives us the ability to walk. But our Koponim, we see the importance of walking, and one of the Nakudas is the Kovod Shaboy, that the fact that a human being walks and animals do not walk, as we mentioned before, shows the greatness of mankind, that his face is facing upwards, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mamela, the act of walking should also be done in a mechubadika fashion. They'll be covering up our feet and protecting it. We show that we care about ourselves. We're mechabad ourselves. We're not just walking around like the other animals that walk around barefoot. We're different. We make hachana before we do anything. We don't just walk out the way we are. That is one of the ideas of the importance of the shoes. It's an issue of the basic cover to Adam, that even his feet he covers up. It's a higher level of cover, because Malbish Arumim means going around naked. That obviously is the most basic level of caring of our cover. But here we're saying that even though my body is covered, but I'm paying attention and I'm being makbid on having a higher level of cover, that even my feet are covered up and I'm protecting myself in the proper fashion as a human being would do with using a seichel to make the best of the things he has at his disposal for himself. That's one idea, the kovod ha'adam. Mathil Dram says another thing. He says technically, practically, when a person does not have shoes on, it's very hard to walk around. It's painful. It can be even dangerous. So he says that a person who's barefoot, Eino yochel lotzeis, the last is Shrochav Tzolche Beis, so he can't do the things that he's generally doing. So basically, in some ways, if a person would not have shoes, he would be has to be confined to his home, because just technically it's hard to walk around barefoot. So these are two general ideas why the idea of having shoes are so important. One is it's a high level of kovod ha'adam, showing that we're mechaber ourselves. And number two is that it enables us to interact. Interacting by walking is one of the most important things in our lives, both for our spiritual lives, to be able to get together, to be able to go to shul, to Beis HaMedrash, to chasodim to one another. It's definitely necessary. And adarabah, now we're in a time that we're more limited in how we can walk around. There's a time to appreciate. And when we say the brachas, thank Hashem that, well, Hashem, we do have what we need, even though we're limited. And we realize that if something was taken away from us, we really should be machshavet more. We shouldn't take it for granted, the fact that we can walk around and we have our shoes to wear to protect ourselves. Those are the two basic ideas of Sha'asa L'Kol Tzoki. The kovod ha'adam and the practical ability to walk around. It's really interesting, but Hashem could have created us in a fashion that we have very hard soles to our feet and we won't need the shoes. But we know that part of the idea behind the way Hashem created the world is so that we should interact with Hashem. We should realize not to take it for granted. And therefore, the fact that we need to have shoes and make shoes is really something for us to make ourselves more aware that I need something that is outside of me. The standing up, the actual act of walking is something that's part of the body. It's something that you have to pay more attention to. But here Hashem gave us a chesed that I have to realize that for my shoes, it's something I don't even have them by myself. I have to get them. I have to go out there. We have to have the physical ability to see Adishmai, to be able to get our shoes. So it's a way to make it easier for us to appreciate these things about the kovod ha'adam and our ability to walk around, that we should not take it for granted, and therefore we should not take it for granted. Now, I want to point out, there's a lot of dikdukim in the lashon of this bracha that is different than the other brachas in certain ways. First of all, we say, sha'asa L'Kol Tzoki. Also is past tense. All the other brachas, we said that there's a stress in the bracha, present form, even things that we think are on the past. But Hashem now is making me able to see Mal B'Sherumim. Hashem is now bringing me the Yadishma. I still have clothing. We said even yesterday, Rokaro Salamoyim. The fact that we have a floor underneath us, the earth underneath us, and it's not falling apart, is also a constant Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a way of us feeling that what we have is not just something that's there from before. Every day we need a new Hashkoch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the obvious question is, so why do we hear it different? Why do we say, Sha'asa L'Kol Tzoki, in the past tense, He made for me my needs? We should say that He's constantly making my needs, like we say all the other brothers. That's one question. Why is it past tense? Number two is we say, Asa Li, Hashem made for me. All the other brothers, we don't say anything specific about me. We say, Mal B'Sharum, a general thing, that He gives clothing, Mater Asurim, Zoykev Kefufim. We don't say that He was Mater me, He was Zoykev me. Here, specifically, we mention me, something specific about me. Why over here, more so than Kemat all the other brachas, do we mention myself as part of the bracha? Like we mentioned before also, that it's true that the shoes are very important, like we mentioned before, but still, the term of Kol Tzoki that we're mentioning specifically on the shoes, it's Kol, everything that we have, also needs a little bit more explanation. So, the Avudram says an amazing thing. He says like this. We mentioned the first part of his statement before, that a person is barefoot. He cannot go in and out and do his things and can't take care of himself properly. And he ends, the kivan shalovash min olov ki'ila nasa loy kol tzrochov. The second he put on his shoes, he already feels like everything is taken care of. With these words, we can have an answer to the questions we asked at the Nusach HaBrocha, and it's taking us to a higher level of recognition and bitochen in Hashem. Till now, we were mentioning that there's a stress in the brochas that what Hashem is doing for us is not just something that was done in the past or set up historically thousands of years ago, but every day of our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us siyata shemaya to have our needs, physical needs, our spiritual needs, That's why it's Lashon Hoiva. That's why the Lashon of the Brachas are in the present form. Over here, when we're saying Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei, according to the Avodah Zarah, we're not saying that he made me shoes yesterday, I'm using the shoes I had yesterday. Because, like we said, that's limiting the interaction with Hashem. We should say better that I have shoes today because Hashem gave Siyat HaShemai that I still have shoes. According to what the Avodah Zarah is adding now, it's a new dimension. And he's saying, I feel so betuach b'Hashem. I feel I can rely so much on Hashem that the mere fact that I'm putting on my shoes, which seems to be the most basic thing, is like the start of the day. If I want to walk out, so one has to put on his shoes to be able to walk outside. But that's just the start of everything. Afterwards, he has to do all his interactions, his physical interaction. He has to go to work. He has to interact with people. He has to do his Torah, his mitzvahs, ruchni, his gashmis. Nothing was done yet. Even so, we're saying, no, ki'ila nasa kol tzrochav. I look at it when I'm putting on my shoes already, sha'osali kol tzrochi, I feel that everything I need today is taken care of. This is a much, much higher level of bitachon b'Hashem, that using the past experience, that how much Hashem is watching over me, and how much Hashem brought me to the shoes that I have today to look forward, and I feel that ki'ila m'lach t'cho asuya, that things are already taken care of. It's a nusach, some people say in Shabbos, Ribbono Olamim, when they come home Leil Shabbos. So over there in the Nusach it says, Moedani al kol ha-chesed asher otzise imodi. I'm thanking Hashem for all the chesed you did to me. V'asher ata osed lasos imi kol b'nei beisim kol b'nei yosecha. And I'm also thanking you on all the chesed you will do for me and for my family and for all of the creations. What do you mean? I'm thanking Hashem for the things you will do for me. He didn't do it yet. But this is a higher level of bitachon. That I feel so sure that Hashem has so much rachmanis on me that I can already thank you for the things you're going to do for me in the course of the day. I'm putting on my shoes and I'm starting my interactions in the course of the day, and that's the way I'm starting with my day, by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm looking forward to see all the Siyat HaShemai you're going to bring me in the course of the day. Also, Likol Tzolki, and Echanami, I have to do my Yishtadlis. I have to go through the motions, both in my physical things and my spiritual things, nowadays with the health things, always with the health things. I have to do my part, but I'm just excited and looking forward to the situation of that everything is being taken care of, and that's what I'm saying already. Also, Lee, it did not yet happen yet, but I really feel that everything will be taken care of in the course of this day. What a beautiful way to start off our day. The Chayyadim adds another little point to this, and he says that the bracha of Shahakol Nia B'dvaro, we know, is made on the more basic foods. Foods that have special flavors, special tailors, he makes specific brachas. That's the rule, that something more choshev has a more specific bracha. Something that's less of a chshivas has a more general bracha. He says, maybe that's also possible, that's a possible reason why dafkan shoes, they said, shosoli kol tzarkei, because shoes, the person doesn't look at it as a choshev thing, even respect his clothing. The shoes is the least choshev of everything, the way we relate to it. It's important, it's a need, like we said. Lafia emes is in some ways the most important, but Lamai says, shoes, something you put on, you go. It's not such a, we don't give it such a chashivus. Dafka, when we're doing an act, which doesn't sound like such an important act, putting on shoes, what's the big deal? Over here, we mention the kol tzolki, this is kol everything. Give a chashivus even to the more simple acts and realize that this is part of that general picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking care of every single thing we're doing in the course of the day. So we should be zeicha, Mitzvah Hashem, next time we say this bracha, take out a few seconds and think. That we're thanking Hashem, Shosri Kol Tzolki, it's going specifically on the shoes, and we recognize the chashivas of the shoes themselves, COVID Adam, like we mentioned, that a person should be buzzy going around barefoot, and the ta'elis that we have, how much it's important for us to be able to walk around. Without it, it's very hard to walk around, it's impossible to walk around, the chashivas of the shoes themselves, and with this, open up our eyes. Shosa Li Kol Tzarkei. It's already Malach Techasuya. And we asked before, so why does it say Li, specifically to me? Because this has to be very personal. If I want to really have that feeling Hashem is taking care of me, it's only if I really feel that there's a personal, individual interaction between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha Pratis between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we're stressing the Li. I could feel and look forward and be excited about the Hashgacha I will have this day because I know there's a Li, the special interaction between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you. And because of that, I could have this excitement. And I could come to the Adrega also of Sha'osali Kol Tzolki. I have everything I need. We know by when Yaakov Avinu met Esav. Esav said, Yesh li rov, I have a lot. And Yaakov said, Yesh li kol, I have everything. That's the difference between a Jew and a Goy. A Goy says, I have a lot, but I always want more. And a Jew says, I have everything I need. And that's what we're saying when we're starting in the morning. I have my shoes. I have you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have everything I need. Sha'osali Kol Tzolki, Machach. I don't have to be nervous and afraid and concerned about the future. Rather, I'm excited about Mitzvah Hashem, tremendously Yad HaShemayim will see today and every day of my life. Kol Tov.